We are in an era of local foods expansion. There are more farmers markets, community gardens, urban farms. These are endeavors that carry a message of better health and a more sustainable way of life. Future expansion of these efforts will depend on the youngsters of today. And our guest today believes we can engage our youth in sustainable concepts and sustainable living through music. Rap music, to be specific.
Yo, bro, you gotta check this out. This is some of that homegrown. I bought the seeds online, very special variety. I grew it all organic in my backyard, so the taste, it's amazing.
Our guest this morning is Lucas DeGia, and Lucas has been performing spoken word and rap for 10 years, and for the past three, he's been working with Project Grow in Ann Arbor. Project Grow is in its 40th year of community gardening, and Lucas DeGia now serves as the organization's vice president. He is alternatively known as the rapper Homegrown. Lucas, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Out of curiosity, how old are you, Lucas?
I'm 27 years old.
27, and you've been involved with community gardening and Project Grow for over 3 years now. What got you interested?
Well, I just started cooking for myself. And the more I cooked for myself, the more I realized how important it was to have fresh herbs, and it just kind of snowballed from there. I realized how much I could grow for myself. I wanted to start getting my own space. When I got involved with Project Grow, I saw that I could volunteer instead of starting with, you know, renting my own space, and that was just an amazing way to learn and kind of exposed me to this whole local foods movement.
And going through that process from making the first decision to becoming actively involved, what kept you hooked?
I would say the people that I met, because the value system of people that are growing their own food, especially if they're doing it organically or in balance with nature, it's just sort of this entirely different value system where, you know, maybe it's more important for food to be of high quality than necessarily what the price is, or just making decisions in everyday life that don't have negative consequences for the environment or, you know, waste energy and things like that.
When you look back on your elementary and high school education, which really wasn't all that long ago, how much did you learn about sustainability and localization?
You know, I think there's definitely this idea of sustainability or saving energy, but definitely not localization. I don't think that was part of any of the curriculum I experienced.
So now, as you move forward through adulthood, this has become a focus for you to make sure that children are exposed to this kind of concept and way of living.
Absolutely. I think there's a great opportunity there. And I really, I've been sort of connected more to educators. I actually went to the Good Food Summit last week in Lansing, and I met a lot of educators who are interested in applying more eco-justice in the schools. And I think there's a lot of energy behind that, too, now, definitely more so than when I was in school.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Today we're talking with rap artist Homegrown. His name is Lucas DeGia, and he is vice president of Project Grow in Ann Arbor. He is a spoken word and rap performance artist who uses those mediums to interest youngsters in gardening and sustainable food systems. Now, Lucas, why rap as the method of communicating your message?
You know, it's interesting. People ask me that, and I would say that for me personally, it just seems to be what I'm best at. That's where my skill is. But I would say, though, that in getting artists to do this, I want other artists as well, and I appeal to all genres, and I'm a fan of all genres as well, actually. I have an artist, her name is Alexi Ernstoff. She works with me as well. She's a singer-songwriter. She actually just turned an Adele song into a song about growing her own food.
That is all
genres.
That is very interesting. And this is part of the now-established Rap for Food program?
I wouldn't call it a program quite yet. I would call it more like an organization, in the sense that I'm organizing artists around this idea, and definitely also, you know, trying to create sort of this network where you've got artists that are also, you know, coordinating with networking with farmers and food producers. But I definitely hope to establish something more long running. I've actually been talking with Growing Hope as well to maybe start doing some kind of guest work in their programming. While I explore, you know, creating something of our own going forward.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot. How about you give us a verse or two? How about a little bit of the song, This Is How We Keep It Growing?
Ah, okay, yeah, this is a new one I'm working on, really trying to harness that hip-hop sound while talking about it, so it goes like this. Best believe, with the seeds in my palm, I'ma spawn an entire nightshade on me. Dig up the front lawn,
plan to God and write a song about it. Believe wholeheartedly and never doubt it. This is the way to live, eating fruits and veggies from Roy G to Biv, and now I'm poised to give my 2 cents. Educating kids is my mission. Been honing my skills and now I flow with real precision. This is your decision, but let me show you the tradition of growing my own food to cook up in the kitchen.
That's excellent. And I assume that when you perform songs as that one and others like it, that children really respond. What has been the response from youngsters when you perform live?
Well, they definitely enjoy it. I think it's a little bit of surprise first when they don't expect it to quite be like that. I guess or that it's a positive message, especially about vegetables or your own food. But I think they also appreciate it. And I did an assembly at Honey Creek Community School, and when I did that, there were kids asking me if I had stuff on iTunes and YouTube, and the administrators said that they had never seen such a response from their middle school group. Especially.
Well, there you go. There's the first response you're looking for, a response to the music. And as they ingratiate themselves in the music, you hope they get ingratiated in the message. Have any of the children or families that you've performed for contacted you at Project Grow, seeking to become more involved or at least find out more information?
Absolutely. I did the Green Fair a couple weeks ago, and while I was talking to people about Rap for Food and sort of my inspiration in it, they actually were interested to know more about the gardening as well. And I've done a lot of performances in school gardens and at gardening-type events where I can also kind of really interact with people on that level as well,
well,
volunteers too.
For those listening today, how can they get in touch with you and become more involved?
Sure. Well, I'd love to hear people wanting to volunteer with Rap for Food or Project Grow. The best way to contact me would be to email me at lucas@rapforfood.org or at projectgrowgardens.org. And I'm actually also involved with an event this weekend called the Eco Ride. I'm going to be performing at the festival. This is on Sunday, June 24th. And I'm also going to be leading one of the bike tours. And if anyone's interested in that, they can definitely contact me.
And that is through the Ecology Center at ecocenter.org. So, Lucas, thank you very much. I wish you well, and thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate being on the show.
That is Lucas DeGia, also known as Rapper Homegrown. And, again, you can find out more information by going to rapforfood.org. Lucas is also vice president of Project Grow in Ann Arbor and spoken word and rap performance artist who uses those mediums to interest youngsters in gardening and sustainable food systems. I'm David Fair, thanking you for joining us for another installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature during Morning Edition, and you'll only find it on 89.1 WEMU.
Yo, I took a step down to the garden level, and what I saw was more awesome than the God in heaven. It was a sight to be seen, a smell to be smelt. It was a thing to be touched, it was a feeling to be felt. And yes, I felt it so hard, fell in love with tomato, was Swiss chard. One step in, no, it wasn't so hard. Now I'm showing my card, I'm a bona fide gardener. And yes, I'm living large.